Welcome to this Abide Meditation. I'm James Seawood. Have you ever reacted too quickly in anger in a tense situation? You know, blurting out something you later deeply regretted? You may feel some tension growing as you consider your answer. So take a deep breath and consciously relax your body before you continue. If you've had hot anger pour from your mouth, you're in good company. Everyone has done this at one time or another. In the heat of the moment, how can you control your anger? King Solomon, in Proverbs 29, verse 8, says, "Scoffers set a city aflame, but the wise turn away wrath." When have you found that to be true? We always have a choice whether to be reactive or effective in our response to others. We can set a city aflame or turn away from our anger and show God's love to others. Join me in prayer. Loving God, thank you that I don't have to rely on myself to cool the flames of my anger. Help me surrender my heart fully to you so that you can shine through me. My flesh wants to lash out when I'm provoked, but that's not the way that Jesus lived, and it's not the way I should live. Let me follow his example with the help of the Holy Spirit. I want to be a peacemaker, turning away from wrath and quieting the crowds. I ask this in the name of the Prince of Peace. Amen. As James said in James chapter 3, verse 5, the tongue has the power to set ablaze a large forest. Let the Holy Spirit cool down your anger so that you can respond to others with love and peace. Until next time, may you abide in Christ.